And now it's time for
three things you need to know
this morning.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, first thing you need to know about is that UTEP got beaten on Saturday, but people aren't talking so much about that. They're talking about the beating they got from the El Paso Times. Brent Bloomquist wrote this commentary about the Miners, how they looked lost after the Rice, what he calls the Rice debacle. And he you know, kicks around Coach Kugler quite a bit and tells him, you know, the stuff that he was saying in the post-game press conference was like, yeah, whatever, dude, you didn't finish the sentence and take the responsibility that you should have. And then he also said that one of the linebackers described the scenes of players arguing with each other and fighting in the huddle. And they were saying that things were really bad amongst the UTEP players themselves.
Wow.
And people are like, ooh, yikes.
Whoa.
Here's the reason why this is such a big deal. Because Brent Bloomquist and the El Paso Times sports department pretty much been known as being, you know, UTEP fans.
Yeah.
They
hardly
ever write anything ugly. They just say, oh, well, they lost.
Yeah.
Or, poor guys, or
right.
They did their best.
They're pretty good cheerleaders.
Yeah, yeah. And so people are like, dang, if Brent Bloomquist is willing to go, yeah, dudes, y'all need to step it up.
Right.
You know, people are going, yee, time for some, you know, a hard look at the UTEP football, you know, program.
And it ain't going to get any better this weekend when they play Arizona.
Well, no. One of the things he said was in the remaining games, he's like, go through the final 10 games on the schedule and try to find a victory.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The whole article, the whole commentary is like, ouch.
Yeah.
Ooh, ow.
Yeah.
Ah.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll stop him when he's lying.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true. So, yeah, that's one of the things people are talking about. Another thing that people are talking about, also football related, Dallas won last night.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly people are talking about that crazy catch that Cole Beasley made. That, like, behind the theme, you know, everybody was like, oh, my God, that was the best. And, I mean, all over on sports, I was watching CNN this morning. They were talking about it. They were like, best catch of the season.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be talking about this all season.
I don't know. It's a little too early for that.
I was like, wow, isn't this like game number one or something?
I mean, we
got a long season ahead of us.
It's not too early to talk about the Miners going 0-and for the season.
Exactly.
But it's too early to talk about that being the best catch of the year.
Exactly. And I kind of thought, we see that? A lot of those catches?
Yeah, we do.
I was going to say.
More and more.
I wasn't that impressed.
You know, you see a lot of one-handed catches nowadays.
Yeah.
You don't see very many one-handed catches, you know, where you use the back of your jersey to catch it.
Right, exactly, exactly.
But still,
I didn't. Yeah. I mean, when Darren called me in from the other room, because I wasn't watching the game.
Uh-huh.
When he called me in from the other room, he was like, you got to see this catch. And I'm like, Where's the catch? I was like,
Yeah. I didn't think it was that unbelievable.
But apparently everybody else does.
I didn't think it was unbelievable enough to, you know, to call somebody over from the next room.
I know. I was like, this is a great catch. Okay,
yeah.
But then all over TV, everybody's like, oh, my God, the catch.
Right. No, that was kind of cool, and it was probably totally an accident.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not like he planned to catch it like that.
No, you can tell.
So, yeah. Simmer down, football fans. Simmer down. It's week one.
I know, exactly. And then the last thing you need to know about today, of course, is 9/11. And Team RWB is hosting a 9/11 moving tribute on Monday, today, at Veterans Memorial Park. It's from 6 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. Participants are going to take turns running or walking with the U.S. flag from sunrise to sunset in honor of those who were lost on 9/11.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Three things you need to know, three things people are talking about today. It's Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM.